The Federal Reserve raised its interest rate for the fourth time in the last 12 months.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Fed raised its overnight lending rate by a 0.25% on December 13th. This is the fourth increase in the rate in 12 months. The one before these four was 24 months ago. The Fed's overnight lending rate is now at 1.5%. Still extremely low on historical basis, but at least better than almost free money that the Fed was pushing into the banking system. Also, the Fed's current plans are to continue to raise the rates through 2020. The economy has shown steady growth and employment growth has been phenomenal. By now, it is at the so-called full employment level without, as of yet, having much effect on inflation. Since the end of the recession, unemployment has dropped from 10% to its current 4.3% level, while inflation, instead of rising, dropped to less than 1% in 2015. It recovered somewhat and ended 2016 at 2.1%, and it is now running at 2.2%. And all of this is happening in an environment of extreme low interest rates ushered in by the Fed, which also more than quadrupled the monetary base. Based on historical references, this should have created a triple-digit inflation. Yet, here we are with inflation rate of around 2%. For comparison basis, in the last century, after the German government increased its monetary base by fourfold, its inflation soared to 140%. And this is, of course, well before they really experienced their hyperinflation, which rose to millions of percent. The 21st century global economy is very different from the last century's national economies. Back then, there were a lot more stringent trade and currency barriers, which significantly reduced the flow of goods and services across borders. Open trade and exchange policies prevent, or at the very least, limit inflation in an individual country, since inflation happens when a lot of money is chasing a few goods. Open trade solved the problem of few goods when the entire globe is the market. However, that doesn't mean that there will be no inflation. And that's why the Fed is raising its rate to get ahead of the game. After inflation rises, it will be significantly harder to bring it back. Some of us still remember Paul Volcker's strong-armed attempt to deal with the 14% inflation of the early 1980s. He hiked the federal funds rate to more than 19%. Compared to today's 1.5%. The Fed has abandoned its expansionary monetary policy since October 2014, starting with practicing a soft contractionary monetary policy, siphoning out some of the excess money that it pumped into the economy for 6 years. In the face of high employment and increasing wages, the Fed is slowly moving toward tight monetary policy to prevent the economy from overheating. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.